Hi, this is Vicki Hanalyn, and I want to talk to you about what's happening for me about rebooting judgmentalism. Now, first I want to talk about rebooting, because I've been doing a lot of that lately. I started a couple years ago wanting to reboot my yearning and longing around holidays, because I was creating so much suffering for myself. I just could not make the world turn into a Hallmark movie. And I was like impaling myself against a spike over and over again. It was terrible. So I went to Bali, India and Bali, and that really helped. I was just gone for the whole holiday season, and that helped. And so I've continued on that process, and it's really worked. We had a fabulous holiday season because I didn't need to have anything happen. I was just present. I enjoyed everything that happened. There was a lot of richness and fun, and it was great. Then in August, I started rebooting my eating, and I've lost 40 pounds. And let me tell you, that is fun. I love going and buying clothes now, and I want to show my body instead of hide it. It all feels good. And I'm eating healthy food, organic food, whole food. My husband and I are just much more disciplined about cooking at home. We eat out less. When we eat out, it's just not as satisfying because our meals at home are so delicious. So that's good. Especially I turned 60 in September and I want to be a healthy person. I also did a lot of rebooting. I hired this business coach and this was a very expensive lesson, but I really rebooted about trust. I've had, and striving, trying to make things happen. I am doing la-di-da living now, and I am also wiser about who gets in. I've been a green light for people, and I'm more careful now, and I'm grieving the loss of that innocence, and I'm very happy to be wiser. So now what I've taken on is rebooting, and I love that image because I love my Macintosh. You know, when in doubt, reboot. You just get, when the things go all gunka, you just restart, reboot, and it's amazing how many things just get fixed without working on everything individually. So I've finally gotten clear about judgmentalism and how much it separates me from other people. And I've been doing something recently, meeting with a group of people, and it's brought it to my attention. All these judgments I have about these other people. Good people. And I feel like I'm behind a wall of glass that I have put there because I think it protects me. But it doesn't protect me. It just keeps me separate. And I don't have to have it. And so I feel this glass wall of energy melting. And I can see other people more clearly with compassion and love. And without that boundary there, I can give and receive love. And I'm good at this. Really, most of the time, I'm pretty good at it. So this is an old bad habit, this judgmental thing that I have. And if you're judgmental about your judgmentalism, then you're feeding it. It's like trying to recover from perfectionism perfectly. It just feeds the misery. So I'm not doing that. I'm not feeling judgmental about my judgmentalism, but I'm letting myself observe it and feel it and let myself know the truth of it, which is that it's my way of protecting myself. I still get to see what's off tune, what's out of kilter. You know, I get to see cracks in the sidewalk. I get to see the brick that's ready to fall out. But to do that with love and compassion and connection, which I can do most of the time. When I worked with a school recently, I could see what was going on, and I was full of compassion for myself and others. And that's one of the things I told the kids. If you want to be happy, you need to be full of compassion for yourself and others, and grateful and able to appreciate beauty. you do those three things, you'll be happy. And if you don't have those three things, you won't be happy. So if you're interested in this process of rebooting judgmentalism, please, give me a call, email me. I'd love to have a conversation about this because I think judgmentalism is like forgiveness. I think it's really misunderstood, and I don't know that we have enough soulful conversations about this topic. So just wanted to share about rebooting judgmentalism, and I'll keep you up to date. But I can feel it starting to melt, and it's like the sun coming out. It feels so good. Freedom. Freedom. Freedom to be me with all of my foibles, and freedom for other people to be completely themselves and be held in love. Boy, that's good. I'm going to add a tag here in case somebody passes this on to somebody else and they want to get in touch with me. So this is Vicki Hanna-Lynn at www.outrageousvisions.com.